Amy Jacobson is an expert with regards to human behaviour, and I'm a bit worried about talking to her because she may realise that even though physically I'm at work, mentally I could still be at home. Good evening, Amy.
Hello, Todd. Never judgment here. I'm an embracer of the brain fog
yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So do you think when we are relaxed, when we are in holiday mode mentally, spiritually and, well, physically, I'm in work mode, but when we're in that holiday mode, do you think we achieve better results?
There's so many things that happen in our brain when we are in this kind of mode, but probably the biggest thing that's happening is our cognitive, the part of our brain, our cognitive impairment actually starts to decrease, which
yes.
is actually a nice thing. Like, there are so many other things that can cause cognitive impairment, but just slowing down and breaking those routines and habits that we tend to have is what helps us to actually get out of that fight or flight mode and go into that relaxation.
Is that what keeps us in work mode? Is it the habits, the fact that if you have to wear a uniform to go to work, you put it on, you take the bus, you take the car, you drive exactly the same way? Is that what puts us into work mode?
Very much so. It's the habits that actually take us through day to day. So we know that in our brains we have all of these neurons that are kind of floating around, and they create these neural pathways. And on all of these pathways are habits. And there are certain triggers that set them off every day. So we know that if our alarm goes off at a certain time, then our mind says, okay, it's work day. And on work day, I get up and I have a shower and I do this and then I do that. And the brain kind of follows this routine. So it is a lot of it is actually habitual that we go through those work days. And it's very hard for some people to switch off. But come this time of year, it's a lot of fun.
I don't want to. I want to get to at least November, December and still have that holiday vibe, that holiday spirit, because it's a lot more fun. I'm also thinking too that while we're in work mode after a holiday, we try to elongate the mental holiday as long as possible.
Yeah.
What about we flip it? Let's assume that we are at work and I want to maintain this philosophy for a longer period of time. Now, if we're all doing, efficiently, we're working apparently efficiently to get the job done as quickly as possible, less for more scenario. But that means that we do hit a certain routine. How do we break with that? Because I often get told, keep wiring and firing your brain. And under those conditions, travel a different route to work. Do something a bit different every single day. Is that the best option?
So what you've just mentioned is creating those new neural pathways. So doing things differently, like, taking that different route or brushing your teeth with the other hand or, trying to write with the other hand or learning a new language. These are all things that create new pathways in our brain. So when somebody's telling you to do that, I guess what it's doing is continually challenging your brain to say, let's learn something new and create a new pathway. Now, I'm a big believer in, we should always be learning, but I also think there are times in our life when we should pull back on that and just live in the moment and not feel the need to be constantly learning something. So my advice would actually be that it's okay to have those habits and to go back into that routine, but your key thing is to be able to manage the emotions that come along with those habits.
Sure.
So if you can control the emotional brain that comes with it and make sure you're controlling the noise and how loud that noise is in your head that's coming along with those habits, then that's how you can kind of still enjoy that holiday mode with still being effective at work.
Well, Amy, the voice in our heads, a couple of people have said they call it monkey chatter, which is that remind, it's like someone else is talking to you, but it's your voice, you think.
Yeah.
On some occasions it's someone else's voice and then probably go and get some help. But nevertheless, when it's your voice and it's monkey chatter and it keeps rambling through, it's really important to shut that down. I often think about people that have holidays on, tropical islands where there's just a lilo and a beach and a coconut and nothing else. And that's what they do for 4 weeks. Now, that's totally physically taking the body down, but you could still be on that lilo floating around the Indian Pacific Ocean, wherever you may be, and the brain's doing the whiz.
That's right. And sometimes putting yourself into an isolation like that leaves you with the only person you have there is that monkey or that brain. Oh. So sometimes it can actually take control. And you're right, they do kind of refer to it as a monkey on the shoulder. There's a lot of research out there. But look, Todd, I think it's one of the most fascinating parts of our brain to think that we can actually, like, it makes me wonder, where are we exactly when we're watching ourselves think of something different? It's a bit crazy in itself, but I think the ability to be able to really come into that present moment and know that those voices in our head are 100% our own voices, and the ability to kind of to take the emotions out of that and be able to process them and know how to move them on is something that, you know, we could all benefit from.
Well, this world that we live in, I mean, fair income, cost of living, number one. Number two, crazy. The world and the fact that, and I found out some information today, that this is actually the biggest year of democracy on our planet Earth. More people will be voting for various political regimes or governments throughout our world globally than any other year before. So this is either a year of, you know, democratic stability or massive democratic change. Democracy itself is actually teetering. Now, when you look at that level of information that comes through your brain, my brain, everyone's brain, it puts that little, not that fear, but there's a little element of sort of doubt, questioning what's next, what will happen for our kids, what about our grandkids? Yeah. Now, that in itself, there's always been the fear factor, but we cannot live with fear. And I've sort of changed tack. The holiday thing is really good for mind, body, and spirit. But also at the same time, when we do get back to work, boy, oh boy, reality just kicks us in the face so quickly with the news and information.
Yeah. It is a massive time of change at the moment. And look, change has been around forever, but I think that the change that we're starting to experience is on a much higher scale. So the changes that we're seeing happening are a lot larger than probably what we've seen in the past. And yeah, you're right. And look, I don't think that fear is a bad thing. Like, I don't think there's such a thing as a bad emotion. I think fear is there for a reason. However, we need to know how to actually manage that fear. And one of the number one parts of our fear is the fear of the unknown or the fear of not having control. And this is where we've got to come back to that place. And even coming back to, you know, coming back from holidays and coming back to the workplace, we've got to understand what we can control and what we can't. And those things that we can control, you've got to own that. And, you know, the one thing you can control is how you choose to respond and how you process it and how you deal with it.
Okay.
And I think that's what we've got to really hang our hats on.
So we cannot control what happens to us to a certain extent, because that's called life. You know, accidents happen. But we can control the amount of time that we spend thinking about it, dwelling on it, or getting upset by it or with it. So it's the reaction time we can control, but we can't actually control, you know, when we get hit in the face with a wet fish. We just can't control.
That's
called life.
That's right. And I always go with a simple question that asks us, how do we fix this? And if you're sitting there and your mind is just going crazy round and round and round about this fear or this problem or this concern, or whether it's something small or something huge, to ask yourself, how do we fix this, or how do I fix this? What can I control? And really to take yourself out of the problem and go into that solution mind. And sometimes the answer is nothing. There is nothing we can do to currently change the price of living or, you know, the price. So what can we manage? What can we do is we can manage what we choose to buy, what food we put on the table, how we choose to spend our money. But getting caught up in those things and letting the anger or the fear or the worry come into play, it's not going to help any of us.
Yeah. Amy, great to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time tonight. We started off talking about the holiday mode and going back into the work mode. I'm going to stay in holiday mode mentally as long as I possibly can. And if I do get a pink slip, then it's a long holiday for me, and I'm quite comfortable with that as well. But I think at the end of the day, life is for living. We need to make the most of every single day possible. For those that are still on holidays, we are green with envy. And for those of us that are back at work like you, Amy, thank you for your time and effort, because there's no quick fix to life. It's a bit of a task sometimes, but you know what? It's the reaction time that we can control. Amy Jacobson, thank you so much for your time.
It was so nice to speak with you, Todd, and enjoy your holiday mode throughout 2024.
Oh, yes, I think I could be in shorts in June. We'll have to wait and see. I'll be freezing. Amy Jacobson, human behaviour expert, is just really a great joy and able to sort of give us a bit of insight. We sort of know this stuff. It's common sense. Realistically, it's common sense, but you and I both know. You watch a TV screen, it's great to watch a bit of tennis, bit of cricket. That sort of takes our mind away. But if you switch into news, wow, isn't it an interesting world that we live in? And this year, for a fact, more people globally will be voting for democracy. They will be voting for governments and parliaments all around the world. More people in more countries are going to be voting in 2024. This is really going to be an interesting year of change. And as far as I'm concerned, I will stay in holiday mode as long as possible. We'll take a break, back soon.